Isixa yimi untunga.
Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August the 4th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kips Tube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
This evening, we are discussing COVID-19, rising numbers of people succumbing to COVID-19, new cases, and Zimbabwe's vaccination program.
We are also going to discuss about the ongoing Tokyo Olympics, although Zimbabwe is already out.
And some Zimbabweans in London today held a demonstration at the Zimbabwe embassy in Britain against deportations of Zimbabweans who have been living in Britain.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 41 people died from COVID-19, while 1,580 new cases were recorded countrywide. As at 3 August 2021, Zimbabwe had many confirmed cases, and these include 112,435 and 81,570 recoveries and 3,676 deaths. To date, a total of 1,707,671 people have been vaccinated against the COVID-19.
And the country is currently under level 4 lockdown, and under this level, schools remain closed.
On the vaccination drive, although the country continues to acquire more vaccines, many people say they are failing to get the jabs due to various reasons.
Last week, Zimbabwe received 1,500,000 Sinopharm vaccines from China, but still the vaccination drive has not reached every corner of the country. Yesterday, the government roped in the army to help in the vaccination program, which started in Bulawayo.
And let's not forget that the country or the government says it needs to have at least 60% of the population, which is 10 million, vaccinated to have a herd immunity. And this is going to involve a lot of efforts from all sectors of the community. And this includes people willing to go and have these vaccinations or these jabs. And this was Chaizo Gibbs. Nasi tiri kutarisa nenyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Nezuro takanzwa hurumende ichizivisa kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita makumi mana nemumwe chete kana 41 vakawanikwa vaine vakashaya nechirwere cheCOVID-19. Kuchiti vamwe vanokwana kuita ivo chiuru vakawanikwa vaine utachiwana unokonzera COVID-19. Tingati muchirungu 1,580 chiuru nemazana mashanu nemakumi masere. Kushika pari zvino vanhu vanokwana kuita zviuru zvitatu nemazana matanhatu ane makumi manomwe nevatanhatu vafa nechirwere ichochi cheCOVID-19 kubva zvachatanga kupinda munyika. Uwandu hwevanhu hunosiririsa hwekuti nyika iri kuramba ichirasikirwa nevanhu vari kufa. Chinofanira kunge chingoitwa nevana veZimbabwe kuenda kunobayiwa, kuzvipira kuti iwo pachezvako ungori mumwe wevanhu vari kubatsira mukudzivirirwa kwekupararira kwechirwere ichochi kana denda reCOVID-19. Tiri kukurukurawo pamusoro pemaOlympic Games ari kuitirwa kuTokyo kuJapan, kunyange hazvo Zimbabwe yakaburiswa muchirongwa ichochi kana kuti mumakwikwi iyaya. Yanga ine vanhu vaikwikwidza kumitambo yakasiyana siyana, vanokwana kuita vashanu. Vose vakakundikana, hapana akabudirira. Tichabatawo nyaya yekuratidzira kwatanzwa kuti kwaitwa nhasi pamuzinda weZimbabwe kuBritain uko kuLondon. Vana veZimbabwe, vamwe vana veZimbabwe vari kugunun'una nezvavanoti zviri kuitika muZimbabwe zvekusachengetedzwa kukodzero dzevanhu nezvimwe zvakadaro, varatidzira ikoko. Inyaya yatichabata-bata tichikurukura pano pachirongwa Gibbs.
Kunjalo tongapinge kukona hapo kesingazitunjani. Ngapake siyapila kodwa ke iCOVID-19 kulangaleke kule Zimbabwe ikanya isidla upedu. Siyabona kuti kula bantu abanengi kakhulu abahlaselwa iCOVID-19. Izolo kuphela ke kula bantu abafika 41 ababulewe COVID-19 wathi ke abayi 1580 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo lokhu ke kwethulwa lohlangothi lwezempila kahle uhlangothi lolu luyabika njalo ukuthi kulabantu 112,435 asebahlolwa kusukela enyakenye batholakala bele gciwane le COVID-19 kuthi phakathi kwabantu laba i 81,570 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo kuzobuya ke nxa sekukhangelwa sibili ngesikhathi esifanayo uhlangothi lolu luyabika njalo ukuthi kulabantu 3,676 asebabulawa i COVID-19 nxa sekukhangelwa abantu asebejovwe i Jackson bafika ku 1,707,671 kuzokuthi ke labo abangani sebejovwe okwesibili bafika 832,884 so uyaqhubekela phambili ke ukuyaqhubekela phambili ukuhlatshwa kwabantu ama-Jackson atshiyeneyo sakwazithi kwezimbabwe kule-Sinovac kuzobuya i-Sinopharm lamanye ama-Jackson enyangkhona ivela kwele-Russia kuthiwa i-Sputnik kuzobuya ke okunye siyakhuluma ngakho i-Olympics ama-games aqhubekela phambili khona ngale ke e-Tokyo kule-Japan kodwa siyabona ke ukuthi kuningi okuloku kusenzakala bakhona abanye abanqobayo esibili okumangalisayo kulo mntwanyana odabuka kwele-Namibia u-Christian Mboma ugijima okunye okumangalisayo so ugcine ewina khona ngale isiliva lokunye sizakhuluma ngakhonokho ngokuya kwesikhathi kuzobuya ke abantu abatshaya itoyitoyi phandle kwe-embasi ye-Britain khona ngale bathi bopijambo bayaqolotsha benza konke bathi akumelanga kuxotshwa abantu abadabuka ezimbabwe kulelo lizwe ngoba bathi okwenzakala kulelo ilizwe eselixotsha abantu babuyela ezimbabwe kulakho ukuthi abanye abantu bezimbabwe babe esenkingeni so ke joga we also spoke to some people in Bulawayo today about COVID-19 and our correspondent Ezra Chizaspanda was in the city. Let's hear some of the things that he was discussing with some people.
Yes, yes. Uti Numa Ezra.
Hi Ezra, I'm Tariro Makeba.
Yebo Tariro njani Tariro?
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Uyesaba iCovid nayibona ugqokile ufihlile la?
Ah ngiyesaba, these days it seems like it's everywhere so it's safer. It's better to be safe than to be sorry.
Mm. So lapho wenzani wena empilo Tariro sanga lawe la?
Mina I run my own home based business.
Yenza le business ya?
My primary source of income is cake. I bake.
Uyabheka amakhekhe?
Yes.
Khuluma kuhle abantu abanye bayashadisa labatshele ndeto bomama labobaba labobhuti labosisa abalalela emhlabeni wonke lanxa kule COVID kunje mina ngiyabheka amakhekhe hambisela isihlobo abatshele
ye bomama labobaba labakhulayo abakhangelela ukutshada
ama-birthday yonke into
yes ama-birthday ngiyayenza amakhekhe for birthday for wedding for lobola even just to indulge and for yourself yeah, so I also have a shop which I
in the shop
Auto Quip Building on 5th Street and 12th Avenue.
Okay. So when you can say mncane kangaka lokho plan njani kwavela njani into ezinto ezihle kahle?
I must say it for me it happened by coincidence.
Yeah.
I'm an electronic engineer by profession. But ngangi beka just for eating for my friends. I didn't know I was actually grooming it.
So what was she degree law and what no thing pegama cake?
Yes, yes.
So I wonder about chat having about Kumanala, or like Facebook?
Yes.
Labat Nasu view a Voice of America website is in the Belen. So Tinevan Pinda would babu check in everyone.
Liang Kanyela go Instagram and they as Purple Eco, that's our company name. On Facebook as well, we're there as Purple Eco. And then our contact number for our work line is 0771-809-110.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But in Purple?
Purple Eco.
Aha, Purple Eco. Aha.
Yes. Yes.
Bapheka amakhekhe sizajesithesele ikhekhe lakho so nankamameseji zakho ke uthini ebantwini ngale umkhuhlane wecovid bazivikele njani
mina ngithi let's just mask up let's limit movement only move when it is necessary and also as young business people umkhuhlane wecovid lo ulethe a lot of unexpected events So I say, as young businesses, try and think of ways that you can improvise to make your business survive, even if it means maybe taking your business online, if you're at the shop, something like that.
Yeah.
Think of ways to survive during the year.
Yeah. Dubeke bonke laba online atsabukeleye abambe ba support usisinyana I business yakhe siyathaba ubona abantwana abasakhula bese ba business siyabonga baba.
So there you are, you know, this young lady is an electronic engineer. Her name is Tariro and she's in Bulawayo. So she says she's been struggling, yes, like many other people, but it doesn't mean that when you're down, you're out. So she says, of course, COVID is a problem, but she's got innovative ways of doing things. Guess what she's doing now? She's
baking cakes.
Yes.
And she started by baking for friends.
Yes. Now she's got a big business, mm-hmm. you know. So maybe people are becoming very innovative during this pandemic. So meaning that, you know, you can do anything, but as long as you protect yourself, because she's really stressing that people must be very careful.
Yes. That's true, Gibbs. Ndizvo. Video yatabva kuona video yemwana ari kuita zvidovado. Ari kubika makeke kumusha wewe kana muguta reulawayo, Tariro Mageva. Hanzi ndakangotanga ndichita hangu zvekutandara ndichibikira shamwari nekuti iye akanga akadzidza kana kuti akadzidza zvidzidzo zveelectrical engineering. Ndi engineer. Asi vakaona kuti aiwaka kana une matarenda hakuna kugarira tarenda. Ndi engineer hongu asi iye zvino vari kubika makeke ari ku pembedza vanhu michato, mapati nepese pabirthday, zvese zvinenge zvichiitwa mutsigirei ndo vana vanofanira kunge vachitsigirwa kuti vange vachisimuka mune zvavari kuita kids.
Yes, we also have got another lady here. Let's listen to what she told as a Jesus funder in Bulawayo.
Sisiwe ngubani?
Mina nguThabanidewa.
Thabanidewa, sana lapho wenza nempilo.
Mina ngumanaging director we Artistic Brand. Artistic Brand, we do corporate branding. The corporate branding is when we brand promotional items, clothing, ama giveaways that companies want to give away to their customers.
So that puts ama company na kufunza lokuba buya kuwe.
Yes, like for example, I'm just giving an example, PPC. So if they've got their PPC marathon, that's when we come in, we provide the regalia for the marathon and the giveaway. All branded.
So manje ngathi sizosebenza lokho ngesikhathi lesesinye se-corona kunjani we business?
I don't think, because there is no company that has a budget for advertising and marketing. Yeah.
Right. Sikhangele umkhuhlane we-corona lo unjani, so wabona abantu ngabagulayo.
No, I'm so scared to even come in contact, to even leave the house without a mask. So that's why I have my mask on. As you can see, I'm also trying to promote my brand. That's why I'm wearing a branded mask.
So a brand you have, a company you have?
Yes, it's Artistic Brand.
Okay. So when I go tell abantu was, sinu kuba tell ni sinu kuba yesu, kwa nangadu uti benzi, nivaya esatwa yi nabani?
Yes, abantu kumele vaya esatwa sivi. Mina, I was one of the first people to go and get vaccinated. And especially this new variant, I love my symptoms. So it's best to be vaccinated than to be sold.
Okay, what did the Labandu Rau Tolena Piunga have?
To Artistic Brand, to say standing is our building. That's where we do our brand.
From our website or Facebook?
Website, we are on artistic-brands.com, that's our website. Facebook is Artistic Brands, Twitter is Artistic Brands, LinkedIn is Artistic Brands.
But we also have a lot of the rest.
And then I'll do the rest, yeah.
There is another lady, so she does branding, you know, in a very good manner. You know, she's innovative like the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
So what she does is she gets some business here and there and then brands certain things. Like in marathons, you go in there and make your marathon become very attractive to many people. But she says the negative part is not many companies have budgets, you know, for advertising. You know, advertising is a very big industry. But that industry is suffering right now. But she can't just wait and say, okay, there's COVID and that's it. You know, so we are Columbus, she should be doing something.
Yes, you know, when we were growing up, Gibbs, I remember many companies used to advertise on billboards, stadiums, and everywhere. But that required a lot of money. But now these small companies, they are doing that. I think companies, these big established companies should take that challenge up and use these companies, these small companies to advertise and lift them. Because we know their charges are less than those from established companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We also have a gentleman whose brother actually passed away because of COVID, you know, because COVID is just taking people left, right and center. So here is one man that spoke to Ezra, Jesus Panda, today in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he is saying about the death of his brother and
COVID-19.
Yebo Nkomazana.
Sikhangana
lawe lapha ke si lokho sibhotabhota la si studio 7.
Okay.
Sibona ke ukuthi kwenzakalani ngomkhuhlane we coronavirus. Wahlatshwa yini?
Mina ngahle ngaba ngokuqala esizibeni kuzokuthiwa hayi sokuvuliwa ukuthi abantu bonke ordinary people sebengahlaba.
Mm.
Ngahle ngahlaba. Like now ngathi ngisiya ngisenza umsebenzi wami hamba ngomsebenzi.
Mm.
Ngathola behlaba. The city council, the city hall. Ngase ngayenza umsebenzi ngaphuma lapho ngathi ngajoyina ilayini ngahlaba.
So wahlatshwa zombili?
Sengahlatshwa vele zombili.
Ngani emzimbeni?
Ngiqine okomntulwane onathi umuthi weqolo. Angizwa lutho, ngizizwa kuyini sinje. Ngiqine sala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lapha-ke abantu baphela la. Abantu baphelile kulezi nsuku, uzwani wena?
Yeyi, abantu baphelile, abaphelile. Ngingomunye olahlekelwe ngumfowabo, umfirstborn yangekhaya, mhlaka 7 July, usithile waye-admitwe lapha eThorngrove Hospital.
Wesizwana?
Yena waphunguwa ethawuni, wakholapswa nje ethawuni, kodwa hhayi sakwanisa ukuthi simthwalele empilo. Abafika empilo ngale bamthesta, bathola ukuthi hhayi upositive. Basebenzisi hayi kayi admitwa-ke eThorngrove.
Kuba nobunzima okunganani umfowenu esibhedlela sobuhlungu? Wawusenesa umbono mba ungenelisi?
Yeyi ndoda, angaze ngikubone okunjeyani. Ngangisesaba kodwa ngathi silindi ngibeletha. Ngangingomunye wangikhona owayehambe siyambona, emphathele ukudla, ke sishiye ngewindi. Isimdunguza ngewindi, sikhatshana sisaye i-distance, i-social distancing. Yike ngubone khona
elele embhedeni. Bamthathela ukudla bayemnika.
Bamthathela ukudla bethi bayamnika. Kukhanya kumehlula futhi lokudla khona ngale. Amanesi bathi baye bazasala bemncedisa. Unfortunately, ngelanga lesi-8 ezokuthiwa hayi sokwehlulile.
Ngumfowethu osawuthiyayo.
Ngumfowethu osawuthiyayo. Kube nguye ingqaba ukuthi bayafa abantu abangani. Mina ngikhulele empophomi. Empophomi emafletini ngale patapata abaphelile abafowethu ontanga.
Kambe lezi namba esizwayo zikhulunywa ziliqiniso yini umba abantu abaningi abafayo kulalokho iy'namba ezikhitshwayo?
Mina ngathi njengona sengikubonile fair, mbona ingani iqiniso.
Baningi kudlula lokho abantu abafayo?
Hayi, mbonani baningi. There are so many unreported cases.
Mm. So there you are, Junga. This gentleman, Tando Nkomazana, is in Bulawayo. You know, he lives in Popoma. And he says he has heard about so many people that are dying, including his brother. So he says his brother was admitted at Mpilo Hospital and then tested positive for COVID-19. And thereafter, he was admitted at Thorngrove Hospital. And he says the situation was really bad there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the brother was not being visited in that way that people are used to.
In isolation.
That's right. So he used to go by the window, look at him, and then, you know, every day. But he says he was very much afraid of what was going on, you know. And he says, you know, on the 8th day after he was admitted, he passed away. So, but he says there are so many people that he knows who are actually succumbing to COVID-19. So yes. Yeah.
And I heard him saying that he believes that the figures that are being flattered by the Minister of Health, they are true figures. Because, you know,
yes.
I've been talking to some people who are still skeptical and doubting these mm-hmm. figures. They are saying, no, they are inflated figures and all that. But people are dying there.
That's right. So yeah. It's very true because now it has touched him, you know, right on his heart there. So he knows exactly what is going on. So he says, you know, if you doubt, about what is going on, then that's another issue, you know. So let's see what we can do right now. Maybe we cross over to this other issue concerning protests in London. There's a lot that is going on there. So right now we know that, you know, people have been protesting and saying, you know, what is happening to some Zimbabweans, they don't like it. So let's see exactly what happened. I think we've got a video that was sent by one of the people who was protesting. You know, it is the Restoration for Human Rights Zimbabwe International that are staging this protest. So let's just listen and see what is going on there. So these people are protesting outside the Zimbabwe embassy in Britain. You know, it follows the deportation of 14 Zimbabweans who are said to be criminals. You know, these people, some of them actually served their time in prison, but the British government, according to the Home Office, they are supposed to be doing some of these things because the laws of the country demand that if a foreigner commits a crime, that person is supposed to be deported. So they deported 14 out of 100 that were targeted, and were told that at one of the detention centers near Heathrow Airport, you know, there was an issue of the COVID-19 outbreak, and some of the people actually contested their deportations, and in the last minute, they were pulled out of a chartered plane. So this is happening at a time when there are other cases that are being adjudicated, and maybe some people are going to be deported very, very soon. But lawyers are determined that, no, they're going to prevent all this. So that's what is happening right now there, Jonga.
Yes, but Gibbs, even in Zimbabwe, criminals are deported. And even here in the United States, if you're a criminal, you commit a crime, you save your time in the jails here, in prisons, they deport you after that. And this issue of deportation of these 14 people, these 14 Zimbabweans, has divided opinions, Zimbabweans opinions, because I've seen, especially on social media, that there are some who are feeling sorry for these deported people, but also some are countering them, saying, what about those people that they wronged, like one who made that, who is said to have murdered his wife, and some who allegedly have committed rapes and all that. So it's a very, very serious issue. And I understand there are some of the organizations in the representing Zimbabweans in the United Kingdom. Some have openly said that they are not going to demonstrate in support of these or against these deportations because of those issues or those feelings that what will happen to those that were wronged.
Yes, and according to the Herald newspaper and the ZBC, all the people that were deported, save for one, have actually been rejoined with their families. But one person is saying that he does not even remember
where he was staying.
That's right.
I think
this is an elderly person who has been in London for many, many for
20,
years.
20 something years.
Yes, yes. So he says, you know, he has nowhere to go. So he was asking for the government to give him a few coins to just walk around the city center, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, but so but at the end of the day, we don't know what is going to happen. So there's Edgar Makoni of the MTC Alliance in London, who also joined the protest. Mm-hmm. Let's hear what he said about this.
And might be prudent for people who have been involved in trying to be removed from the country. But where are they going to? Is the question. If you call them criminals, stay now. But if you move criminals to other criminals, how does it sound? We have got no sanctuary where we are being taken to. So we are saying, yes, you might have offended, you might have committed crime here and there, but does that warrant that sentence in this right? They are taking us to a place where our security is not guaranteed. So we are saying, make us feel fast, but don't give us a question. Having said that, that's a tiny minority of people who have committed crime. In any society, people who have committed crime. Now we are now talking about people who are hardworking, who are very resourceful, who try to put food on the table, and that's all they do. And these are the people who are here. These are people who have been working hard for their families. All they are trying is to survive. They might not have escaped where they came from in a manner that might prove to the authorities that they are at risk. But that shouldn't be a punishment. I think it is only fair for the authorities in this country to hear and revisit the position that they have taken. I don't think people who have immigration issues in this country, who have come from Zimbabwe, are justified to be removed and taken back to Zimbabwe. They have got families there. Most, not all of us, have been in this country for not less than 15 years. We have established ourselves in this country. We have worked hard for those who have been given the right to work. We have worked our socks off. For those who are documented as Zimbabweans, go to the NHS. We compete with the Filipinos in structurally putting the what? The NHS in place. That's who we are in Zimbabwe. That's who we are.
There we are now, Tonga. I think you have heard what the gentleman is saying there. So, in essence, he's saying that, you know, some people, well, they can be deported, but he says the government that is in power in Zimbabwe is not the proper government to actually receive some of these people. So, that's the issue, Lapoge.
Unfortunately, Gibbs, I couldn't hear anything of what the guy was saying.
Yeah, so exactly
what happened from this side.
Yeah, okay. What you are saying is, you know, these people can be deported, yes. Mm-hmm. They could have committed crimes. But at the end of the day, the Mnangagwa government is not the proper government to actually hang anybody who comes from Britain, because in most cases, that government is there, you know, illegally, you know. And he says they violate human rights, so they don't have a right, actually, to be accepting or talking with the British government in terms of, you know, these deportations. So he's saying they must stop, the British government must stop doing this, and that's why they were protesting outside the Zimbabwe embassy in London.
Mm-hmm. Asi Gibbs, ndinoona kuti nyaya iyoyi yekudzoswa kumusha kwevanhu vari kunzi vanenge vaparadze mhosva vagara kumajeri kuBritain vozodzoserwa kumusha. Handifunga kuti nyaya inofanira kunge ichiiswa zvematongerwo enyika, nokuti kana uri munhu wapara mhosva, if you have committed a crime, this has nothing to do with politics. This should be treated as a criminal case, just that. Because we have seen Zimbabwe deporting people there.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear from Dr. Simba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, what he's saying about this issue. Dr. Mabaza, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gibbs. Thanks, Jonga. Actually, the point you must understand here, Gibbs, is that demonstrations at the embassy do not help at all. Because the embassy is not the one deporting people. People are being deported by the British government. And therefore, the embassy, its job, is only to verify that the people you are deporting are indeed Zimbabweans. So in any case, the embassy only verifies nationality. So if, whether it's an asylum seeker or no, or none, as long as you commit a crime, you will be deported, regardless of what you've done. And then the British have an embassy in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwean, the British embassy in Zimbabwe, they know what is on the ground. They understand what is happening government to government. So they understand what is happening as far as human rights are concerned. They know the situation on the ground. So deportation is not meant by nature to be rewarded. But these Zimbabweans who are being deported are given money for going to Zimbabwe, £2,000 each, which is far more than the salary of a teacher for 4 months. So they are actually given a kickstart. We cannot reward criminals who are actually being taken home. Again, I want you to understand one thing about today's demonstration, Dube. It was led by a white guy called John Beck. John Beck comes from an organization called ROA, that is a Restoration of Human Rights Organization of Zimbabwe. So John Beck makes money sourcing for funds, pretending to be fighting for the Zimbabwean human rights. So this type of demonstrations to him, it is a tick in the box. It is actually saying, I've done something, can you pay for our cause? And that money goes to his pocket, and none of those 20 people were there. For information, there were only 20 people who attended that demonstration. Again, you see that these people are making money out of these demonstrations. But the reality of the matter is that, one, this is not a political issue. It has nothing to do with whether the government is believed to be legitimate by MDC or not. We've got a group of political parties who have accepted that the Zimbabwean government is the legitimate one. And therefore, it is not a nature of the government. It is actually the purpose of a country. If somebody is deported and he was a criminal, it is your duty as the mother country to receive your child, whether he was a criminal. For example, if your daughter becomes a prostitute and goes out to the pub and everywhere, when she comes back home, you receive her home, whether you like what she has done or not. Home remains home. So the Zimbabwean government has done the best thing to receive these people, host them, and even look after them during the quarantine. In Zimbabwe, a quarantine is supposed to pay for a quarantine. But these ones were quarantined for free, provided for by the Zimbabwean government, and then reunited with their families, except one person, if you had known, who said he left Zimbabwe when he was 2 and he's stayed in England for over 28 years. But the question is, naturally by nature, if you're in England for 10 years, when you're there legally, you become British. You have to apply for British. Why this man did not apply for British, it answers a lot. Because he spent his time in prison. Most of his time, the moment he became 18, he has been in prison until he's 53. So that man is a serial offender. And he's come back home. And again, obviously, his relatives might not be willing to meet him. There is no way, Dube and Jonga, we all come from Zimbabwe. There is no way you can tell me you don't know where your home is because you left home as Zimbabwe when it was late. If you're communicating with your people, you would at least know that if you are called Mavaza, you are from this area, you are from this village. And you can look for that on that basis. So therefore, yes, it could be a reason, or it could be shame that she can't go there, or he can't go back to his village. But one thing,
Before maybe you go any further, let's listen to this Roa gentleman talking about exactly what you are talking about. Maybe he's clearer in terms of what they are doing there than the way you are putting it. Just hold on 1 second. I'll just play the role.
My name is John Byrne from the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization. We're here at the moment outside the Zimbabwe Embassy in London on Wednesday, the 4th of August, to demonstrate against mass deportation that the Home Office has got into their minds that would be a sensible idea to deport 100 Zimbabweans every month. Now, apparently, there's been a secret deal done with the embassy in Harare, the British Embassy in Harare, and Sanofi. one suspects they're going to have a per head payment. It's not blood money, really, and it is an obscenity to me. They cannot possibly, in the Home Office, created that many criminals. There are certainly not that many criminals in the Zimbabwean diaspora. To accuse us, which we have been by Priti Patel in the Home Office, that we're only criminals who've been deported, is a lie. It's a tissue of lies. We're gaining statistics now from those in the diaspora to find out what percentage are criminals. And it's initially looking very tiny. Less than 1% appear to be criminals. The rest have fallen foul of the asylum process. That complex system that we have in this country of trying to stop people gain asylum by administration is death by administration, death by the civil service. And you have to pay for the privilege. You have to pay.
So there you are, Junga. I think you can hear what this gentleman is saying. He says, you know, there's a lot, you know, of some kind of underhand dealings, you know, between the Zimbabwean government and the British government. And all this is dirty money, somehow, you know. So one Ujalo.
Can you identify him?
This guy is the one that Mabaza.
That's Mr. John Beck.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Kuna Mabaza. Kana vamavaza vanga vachiteerera vamavaza tanzwa vaJohn Beck vachitaura kuti pane kahurongwa kakaitwa kekuseru kwaka secret deal pakati peZANU PF nemuzinda weBritain muHarare wekuti vanenge vachitsvaga upoteri vayava muLondon kana kuti muBritain vange vachidzoserwa kumba zvikuru vanenge vari wemapato anenge achipichisa ndo vanenge vachidzoserwa kumusha vozongonyeperwa kunzi vanenge vaparadzi mhosva paongororo yavari kuti vakaita vakaona kuti chikamu chimwe chete kubva muzana kana kuti 1% yevanhu vari kudzoserwa ndo vane kudaro vanenge vane mhosva dzavakapara asi ruzhinji vanhu vanga vachitsvaga upoteri munoti iwo mavhaza vamavhaza anofunga vari pamute yes
Like, that guy is a shameless liar. I'll be very clear on that arrangement. If you look at it, most people, whenever they commit crimes, when they're about to be deported, they then come up and claim to be members of the MDC so that they will not be deported. They will seek asylum at the last minute. That does not make them members of the MDC. Number two, the arrangement which was there, Zimbabwean government did not make an arrangement. The British government requested Zimbabwean government under the protocol, diplomatic protocol. Could we have got your people who have committed crimes? We need to deport them, but we want you to verify whether they are your people, because you can't deport those who are not your people. Which was more reasonable. Unlike other countries, South Africa will just dump you at the border. These have to dump you in, they have to take you to the airport, take you to a place and take you to your relatives and get united with them. There is no deal between Zimbabwe and England to deal with the deportees. So it is a lie, and actually whoever was saying that is supposed to substantiate his unfounded lies. There is no reason why the MDC members in England, who are not even more than, to be honest with you, they are not even more than 5,000. They cannot even help us back in Zimbabwe. They can't even if they all come to vote, they won't upset ZANU-PF. They have nothing to offer when they go back to Zimbabwe. So there's no need Zimbabwe can go to that strength of actually making a diplomatic embarrassment of having a deal to say, can you bring those embassy people here? In other words, this guy is actually insulting the British democracy to say they're not democratic. But these guys are mere criminals. They are not politicians. We've got people here, the politicians who are here, who are hiding because of politics, and they've not been deported. We've got so many of them who are here. Those who are deported are people with no visa. They've gone to court and they've been refused their visa and they've been to prison. Not because they are MDC. Britain is not an extension of Zimbabwean government. So it is not true to say those criminals. I'll tell you, Jonga Gibbs, there is a man there who killed his wife and cut her into pieces. Was that? And I agree that he's an MDC member because he loves blood. There's another man there who killed his wife by stabbing him 3 times and I was arrested in London. He's amongst the deportees. Of those deportees, the 40 deportees, 10 have committed serious crimes, which includes murder and rape. and four have done frauds. And then how can anybody say those are political people? This is an insult to democracy itself. I think there should be a
shame. But if you listen to what Edgar Macron is saying here, maybe you may have a change of heart. Just 1 second, listen to what he's saying.
Reading, can you say what he said? Those are Anakati effectively putting the what? The NHS in place. That's who we are as Zimbabweans. We are saying, please, whoever make the decisions regarding our immigration issues, they need to be sympathetic with us. Furthermore, Zimbabwe has got a unique relationship with this country. Zimbabwe is the last African country to gain independence from the British, which means we have had a long relationship with the British.
That's right.
What we are saying is, we have had a lot of British people coming to Zimbabwe.
Okay.
They've taught us in our mission schools. Yeah. We have developed a relationship with them. Yeah. So what are we saying? Are we going to break that relationship merely because of overnight? They are that.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
No.
So what we are saying, we are appealing to the British people. They've got the right to hear that people are not criminals, as you have been labeled, but you've got the right to support people who might feel don't be in your society. But have you done a due diligence to see and establish that where you are taking people to? The 14 people who have been taken to Zimbabwe on the 21st, but they were not necessarily activists. They were involved in one thing or another, but they were not activists. And the Zimbabwean government doesn't care about them. It is us who are activists that they are waiting for. The people who have been standing on pedestal rocks and telling the world that the Zimbabwean government is wrong. It's us. And the treatment that we are going to get when we get to Zimbabwe is different from the 14.
Yeah.
So we are saying the game has changed again. The pact that was put together between the British High Commissioner in Harare and the Zimbabwean government says they are going to remove foreign national offenders. But then when they are done...
There we are, Chonga. I think you are hearing what this gentleman is saying. It's Edgar Macron. So he says there's more here than meets the eye. So he says there's a lot. So people must be very careful about what is going on. Because initially they would target criminals and thereafter target those people that have got some issues with the immigration, their papers and stuff like that. So he's not happy about what is going on.
Ndanzwa achitsanangura Gibbs kuti treatment kana mabatirwo akaitwa vano 14 avo gumi nevano vakadzoserwa kumusha akasiyana nemabatirwo anenge achiitwa vari pamuzinda apo vari kuratidzira vakanga variwo vadzoserwa kumusha. Hanzi, the treatment is different. Also, vataura nyaya yekuti ukama hweZimbabwe ne Britain hunobvira kure. Hanzi, Zimbabwe ndo nyika yekupedzisira kunyika dzadziri pasi peutongo hweBritain kuwana rusununguko. Zvichireva kuti Britain kuramba yakabatirira paZimbabwe kwayanga ichiita zvine chinoreva kuti ine zvainoda paZimbabwe. Saka inoedza nenzira dzakasiyana siyana kuti irambe ine ukama neZimbabwe kuburikidza nekuwirana kwavari kuti kuri kuitwa nehurumende kunoi kwarambwa navamavhaza kuti hapana zvakadaro. Asi nyaya hombe iripo vamukoma Andrew vati Makuni vabvuma ivo kuti vari kudzoserwa kumusha vasina activist, hanzi they are not activists, vanhu vane nyaya dzavo. Asi the fact yokungoti vanhu vari kudzoserwa kumusha ndo matangira azvinoita kusvika zvasvika kune vanenge vachitsvaga upoteri Gibbs.
So that is Edgar Makuni saying a lot of things there. Then we've got a lady who was actually at the demonstrations or who was part of the protest. Let's hear what she said about what is going on here.
Zimbabwe,
Zimbabwe, Ulala Avantu, which Avantu Abako free. The situation in Zimbabwe, I for right, who are in the Isun, who want to focus, Avantu Abaku, the way of Chula, Estaragin, just like us. Again, Jalo is a human rights activist. The Zimbabwe, Abuko rights for people to be deported. The Evotiers are trying a mad criminal. That is a support against criminalism. But again, these people have already saved. So for them to be sent back in Zimbabwe, they are now paying double time. For why? Abandoning, but here in Mutsabo, but here Abandona, Abandani, most of them have lived here for more than 10 years, more than 20 years. So we feel that the system is not fair and it's unjust. Some of these people have been deported, so we hear Ubuti, again, my health issues. So, this is Wabunjalo, Avantava, the Papa, Nagaba, we sell it in Zimbabwe.
So there you are, Joga. That is Zanele Ngobe Malaba. So she's very unhappy about what is happening. And you can see by that poster that she's holding, written ZANU-PF, a criminal cabal junta. You know, she's saying people cannot be deported to Zimbabwe because that government is in a very, very poor state to actually end some of these deportations. Yeah. So that's Yeah.
This also gives the stands vati vanonzi mai nontokozo Ngube Malaba.
Yes.
Yes. Vachitaura kuti vanhu vadeportwa ivavo vanhu vanga vagara majeri kuBritain vapedza mitongo yavo zvichireva kuti vaifanira kunge vachidzoserwa musociety nekuti vanga vapedza mitongo yavo. Regai tizive kuna vamafaza kuti vanoti nemashoko iwayo.
Right. I think inini apa tiri kunyatsoona kuti these people ka vari kungotaura for on the behalf of their party. Havasi kuva open minded over this case. Number one, vanhu vakadhipotwa vese vanga vasina kupedza mitongo yavo vakapiwa an early release on condition they will be deported. They accepted. And the law that will change halfway. Number two, if you look at the Wanongwaji demonstration, besides that, those 20 people who were demonstrating were paid by John Bank, as I have told you. Apana kana one relative of those people who were deported. We know some of them had children. Some of them had wives or Agasia Munom when they were deported. None of them had come for demonstration, which means they understand why their relatives were deported. So the demonstrations are only done as a leverage for MDC to be seen. They are looking for relevance, which is very wrong. This is an issue which has nothing to do with relevance, nothing to do with ZANU-PF. It's entirely the issue of the British government, nothing to do with Zimbabwe. And again, Jonga, why don't they go and demonstrate to Minister of Foreign Affairs here in England? Why do Zimbabwean embassy? What do the embassy do about a deportation? You are arranged, you are accepted, you are the worst country. We cannot interfere in how Britain controls its visitors. And therefore, you can see what these demonstrations are going to yield nothing but only a political clout, which is wrong and unfair.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a gentleman here, Karamanzira. Chonga knows him very well. Mm-hmm. So he's in London and he's one of the people who were in the forefront in these demonstrations. Let's hear what he was saying about all this that is happening.
Tiripano nasi Zimbabwe embassy mu London tiripo titaridzira tichiita zvitemo chedu chekuti isusu
So that is Mr. Panyika Karimanzira. He's saying a lot about what is going on in London. And Jonga?
Ongu gives chance. Gawachi Sanangura Karimanzira. He explained that his organization, Restoration of Human Rights Zimbabwe, is against these deportations. And I think the same issue that we have been discussing earlier with Dr. Simba Mavaza is what he raised. Maybe Dr. Mavaza has something to say over that.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, actually, I missed what the guy was saying because for some reason I can't hear. Can you summarize
what what you are saying is that, you know, deporting these people to Zimbabwe is not the best way of, you know, settling issues with people who are said to be criminals and people who are say to be opponents of the government, because he believes that most of these people, some of these people may be opponents of the government, and so they are going to be victimized if they go back to Zimbabwe.
Right. So in short, what we have been saying all along is those people deported are not opponents of the government, and Zimbabwe does not have opponents of the government. If they are opponents of the government, who the government wishes to punish, Chamisa have been prisoned by now. We have got the leaders of MDC in Zimbabwe as we speak. They say what they want. MDC says anything. They go out of the country and ask for sanctions. They come back in Zimbabwe and they are not arrested. Why would they want to arrest a criminal in England for being an opposition member? There is nothing special anybody in England is doing in opposition. Nothing. They cannot be a more Zimbabwean or more. They cannot be more MDC than Chamisa. They can't be more MDC than BT or than Job Scala. All those guys are still in Zimbabwe, and they are not harassed, and they have not been arrested. And the MDC is not banned. It's not a banned party. So therefore, there is no need for anybody to come up here and try to lie to the host nation to say we are in danger because we are MDC. That is not true. That doesn't happen. If it happened those days, we are in a second, in a new dispensation, and the things have changed. And people have seen that nobody is being attacked. We actually, for your information, Gibbs, only 3 days ago, we had to reward all the opposition party members with cars, with vehicles, so that they can do their work very well to oppose the government in so-called Poland.
On that note,
Gibbs, before you chip in, let me just ask you, Dr. Mavaza. On that note, Dr. Mavaza, this is the first time that I've seen this happening, that you arm your opponent so that he fights you well.
10 seconds, Robert.
Actually, it's not the first time, Joga. Here in England, there is funds which is given to the opposition to run their parties. In America, the opposition parties are paid by the government.
But in Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, they are paid, but those with representation in parliament, not anyone who just says I'm in opposition.
Exactly. But yes. Pollard has been a formation of all the parties together to come up with a think tank on how to run Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe cannot only be run by one party.
How to oppose Zimbabwe? How to oppose the government? Dr.
Okay, Mabani. Gentlemen, on that note, what we can do is, on that note, we've got only about 3 minutes left.
Yes.
So let's go, just talk about the Olympics. You know, the Zimbabwean team is now ready to go back home. Some have gone back home, like Donata and others, and we are having about 3-4 athletes that are still in the Olympics. But the majority did not get anything, you know, in terms of, let me say everyone that participated did not get a single medal. So there's an issue there. But let's listen to Mr. Fred Ndlovu, who was the person in charge of the overall teams, talking about them going back home. Here he comes.
Honorable Minister is the president of the IOC Athletes Commission, and the are still ongoing. So once they close, he has to oversee that whole process where a new person is going to take over from him. So she will be here until that process is done, and obviously there's the official closing ceremony to be held on the 8th. So only then she and the president and the secretary general of the political committee travel back home.
Tell us a bit about the future of these athletes that we had. Are you taking the same athletes to France 24 as far as you're concerned?
I can't say that because that is not my area. What needs to be highlighted is that athletes belong to clubs. Then they belong to their respective national federations. It is the national federations that work with the respective clubs to ensure that the athletes qualify through their international federations. So only then can we know whether the same athletes are going to make the grades. But obviously, given the excellent performance that we got from them, we need to do a lot to support them. We also need to do a lot to ensure that more athletes make it for the Olympics come Paris 2024.
There you are, Tonga. So I think we're concluding our show on that note. And it's all about Olympics, and people are concerned that Zimbabwe didn't get a single medal.
And people have also been complaining, Gibbs, that there's little support from the government.
Mm-hmm. So, but Ndlovu said, thank you so much, because the government did a lot in terms of their stay there and all those kind of things. And I even asked him about the question of having more officials than athletes. Mm-hmm. He says that's not an issue. He says there's a calculator that is used athlete-delegate ratio. So if you add all those, he says, you know, this sums up to what they nearly did, but they were short in terms of other specialists that were supposed to accompany, you know, the athletes. So kunjalo ke Jonga, kukhanya ngani kuyahlupha, kumele kube lama officials amaningi kakhulu adlula ke abadlali. So kunzima khonokho.
Tijona America yakaendisa vatambi vanodarika 600. Dai kui nema official kana 3,000.
Yes, so Mr. Mavaza, 10 seconds, Mr. Mavaza. So the games are over. Zimbabwe is going home empty-handed. 10 seconds.
It's a shame that we have not won a single a medal. But of course, we are not the only country which has lost, and we cannot take comfort in that. We have to work hard again. I think it's back to the drawing table, and we are hoping that next time we'll do better.
Thank you.
It's quite a shame that we didn't do a thing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mavaza. And I think we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank Dr. Simba Mavaza. He's in London. He belongs to ZANU-PF, and wish to thank Mr. Panyika Karamanzira of the Restoration for Human Rights Zimbabwe. He is in London. And we also wish to thank Ezra Chisaswanda, who provided some of the videos that we used today. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Tosangana Bane Jume Jirongwa, Studio 7, Musa Kangana Kupeka Jivarangozi, Mamaski, Kudzivirira, COVID-19, Ziwampengo, Mara Rakanaga Vateriri, Nevatariri.